okay, okay. New episode 86 of True. Sorry.
No, we're starting the episode right
was
now.
That DJ Clue?
DJ Clue!
I was trying to harken back.
DJ Clue.
Yeah. I would be remiss if we did not use that.
No, that was Kev, that was bomb, bro.
If we did not continue.
Damn. Yo, you practiced that.
I may or may not have practiced that.
Since episode 10.
Yo, in the shower and everything.
Yeah. First time I'm getting on a microphone in front of me, it just harkens back to like high school. Like downloading music on Kazaa and LimeWire. You get those, or Morpheus even, and you get those mixtape drops.
The mixtape drops. Yeah.
Holy shit. What's going on, everyone? And welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo!
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Hello.
And yes, that self-edited DJ voice who has been practicing for 80-ish weeks. We're joined by a very good friend of the show and longtime listener, Kevin, a.k.a. Mr. KJ to the beat. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, everybody?
Thank you for coming out, man. We appreciate you coming out. It's not the best weather in Toronto right now.
No,
it's kind of like yesterday.
It's kind of like day after tomorrow ish.
Yeah,
it's better though.
It's a little bit better. It's mm-hmm. closer to like maybe Happy Feet, somewhere in between Happy Feet and day after tomorrow. Yeah, but thank you for coming out, man. I know it's been a long time coming. You've been asking to come on the podcast since before we even started the podcast. So
I'm not asking. I don't know.
He's been supporting the podcast since even before we had the podcast.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, like,
just been liking your pictures, comments. You know. Getting your social insurance number. Normal stuff.
Yo, I love the podcast like 4 weeks before we started it. And we're like, what podcast? I know we did say last week that Flippin' Laces was going to be here, but he's so busy planning an awesome event for this weekend, so we had to postpone his visit.
That means you guys better go.
Yeah, so you guys better go, because it's clearly very good. Well, we have Kev here anyways, so pretend he's Christian.
Sorry I'm not Christian, but you're about to be blessed.
There you go. That's the kind of confidence we like out here. That's the kind of confidence
I'm not,
we like.
I wasn't the first choice, but Kevin,
you're the best
plan
choice?
The
best choice.
This is going to be a bad episode. We're going to have to edit a lot.
I was not thinking about it when I was driving here, I'll be honest.
This week we're going to break down Nike's recently revealed 2019 Dornbacher collection. We got an EEE about some false info we've been spreading for about 5 weeks. That was a pretty big mistake on our part. Yep. Of course, we've got a guest here with us, so we're going to be playing everyone's favorite game show, 21 Guestions, and we're also going to get to know Kev with his solography. Finally, because Toronto got crushed with a winter storm yesterday, this week we're going to talk about the white stuff. Snow.
Cold snow.
Anyone got a tissue? But first, Alvin.
Fire round.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from, I think, now newly crowned Fire Round champion, Kieran Coyle.
Hello, bruv.
Hey. Is that the KUE?
No, that's not the Kiwi.
He's Aussie.
Aussie in London.
Yeah.
Down under, up above.
Aussie in
as
London,
they
bruv.
Call them.
Yeah, bro.
He says, "G'day, fellas. Interested to know what pair of sneakers do you just love to wear all the time that, although they wouldn't be considered fire as much to anyone else, deep down in your heart, they are fire to you." His answer, while you guys think and moan and groan and throw your heads back while you think, is the Saucony Shadow 9000.
Oh, those are fire.
This is a beautiful silhouette, gray, understated colorway, and super comfy.
Those are fire, bruv.
Correct. That's a correct answer from Kieran Coyle
there.
Like
the shrimp on the barbie. Fire.
Flames.
Flames.
I have two answers. There's the shoe that I actually wear every day, which is the Air Jordan 1 Sail, which has been overworn so much, and I love that shoe so much. And
but now they look like the
now they look like Nigel Sylvester's.
Yeah,
that's why it's a two-part question. So it was Sales, now it's Nigel's. No. So that's like legitimately what I wear every single day. I just think they look so good. The more you beat them up, the more you wear them in, kind of like Chucks, Vans, whatever. But to avoid that answer, because they're now actually just gross shoes, I'm going to go with Silver Bullet Air Max 97s. I've been wearing them for like a week straight now, and they've kind of just been like, whatever you wear, it matches with them. It doesn't matter. I actually, when they came out, I think it was like 2 years ago, was when the 97s kind of made their resurgence. I really like the gold pair more than the silver, and I was going to pass on the silver. And then when I ended up getting the silver, they became like an everyday wear from then on. And like, you can't go wrong with that shoe, man. Al, Joel, go ahead.
For me, it would be, I don't know, like I rock my trainer ones a lot, like the chlorophylls.
Okay.
I rock those all the time, but just like you, I'm going to probably swing it the other way, and because those are pretty much like grossed out.
Yeah, so there's like beaters, and then there's like the actual everyday shoe.
Like those are the ones that are like at the front door
kind of thing. That you slip on to go get the mail.
Yeah. But one, the pair that I tend to go to a lot now is the black Air Force One Lows.
All triple black?
No, the black. Oh, the, I was like... the ones that look like the couriers. The courier Air Force One.
I thought you meant like the triple black.
Yeah.
Like dead ass.
No, not like the triple black. Not the high school, like stick high school
thing, bro.
Yeah, not that. No.
Yeah. Alvin, every day.
Every day.
Each and every day.
Frags.
Mags.
Sorry.
Mags.
Whoa.
Yo, you think I can afford that shit with a
Can't say the M word around me, man.
Everyday shoes that are fire, that aren't fire.
Just some shoes you wear every day that might not necessarily be considered fire.
But are fire to you.
But are fire to you. Like, you just can't stop wearing them.
Everything's fire in my collection. No, I was joking.
Wow.
You
are an ugly person.
That's okay. I accept that a long time ago. I'll say...
No. Don't listen to them.
Probably just the... what are they called? The things with the woven...
Oh, shoes.
Oh, yeah. I know shoes.
Shoes, right? With the wovens?
With laces. They
Some
like a moccasin.
Yeah, it looks like a moccasin.
You know the name. This guy said it's so fire, but it's another name. It's called a Footscape woven.
Yes.
Footscape
oh, my woven. God. Thank you.
For anybody wondering out there,
a Footscape
the shoe that
woven.
Alvin really likes.
That outlet come up.
You know when
we were talking about that one time? Because I think I posted them.
I had one pair.
You were asking about them.
Yeah.
You're like, I need to find more of these. And I was just at the outlet.
Like, yo, the outlet, Dixie.
Yeah, Dixie outlet. They had a crap load of them.
Yeah.
And show whatever they didn't have like on the rack, like you just ask them. They'll pick them out back from you.
Yeah, because no one bought them. Now they're sold out because all the Asian people bought them.
Because they saw you wearing them.
Jeez. Nope.
Yo.
They saw.
I wish I was like that, guys.
The Asian.
Yeah, that's like.
The Asian.
Especially for the wintertime. Those are like my everyday.
For the winter,
yeah,
we'll get to that later. It's not.
You'll see.
That's strange, but our esteemed guest, minus the esteemed Kevin, every day deflated a little bit.
Just lost all my steam. Thank you
had a lot of ego at the beginning. I had to like deflate your head a little bit, and getting a little bit big.
I gotta make an impression out here, man. Gotta cherish this moment, like Eminem and 8 Mile. Come on,
that's fine, man. If you want to rap after this,
I don't want to light any of the equipment on fire.
That's okay.
Ooh, bars,
but I'm not a rapper.
I know.
For everyday use. Lately, what I've been wearing a lot of is I have this pair of Adidas Stan Smith X. Mida, is that how it's pronounced?
Mida?
Mida? Mida?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Japanese? Is that Japanese?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Japanese.
Mida? I think it's Mida. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So, like, it caught my eye when I first saw that they were releasing. I think Livestock posted them up back, I think, in the spring or so. They have, like, a zipper down the side. So, like, I never use it, but you can easily get in and out of them with or without that zipper. But they also have the insoles cork.
Ooh,
so
that's a game changer.
It's mad comfy. Plus, the outsole is white. The top is just like a premium leather. Comes with a couple sets of laces. But yeah, I always leave them by the door. Easy to get on and off, like you were saying, to get the mail and stuff. But when I didn't have those, I was also rocking ones. Like I got like, you know, like Royal ones, Breds. a lot of the shadows, just because they're just really, you know,
a lot of the shadows.
A lot of the shadows. A lot of the days. A lot of the days, I'd be rocking the shadows. Yeah, it was just very versatile, right?
So, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are my main goes to. Yeah, main go tos. Ones and those Stan Smiths.
I'm gonna delete the ones. That's not allowed. Ones is for everybody. I'll take ones too if we're gonna. I like breads. I'm gonna wear breads every day.
Every day. I can't. I need a new pair, man.
You still have the 09s only?
Yeah.
Oh, you have. I thought you had 2013s.
I sold them.
Oh, yeah. You do need a new pair.
Yeah.
Apparently, 2020.
December.
Yeah. Oh,
this year.
This year.
December now. Is that what? I don't know. Until Jordan says it, no one will know. Yeah, I've heard a lot of things.
We're on a block.
Mm-hmm. I need to come to your block. You got some good info over there.
I wish.
So finally from Kieran Coyle, he just wants to throw out a PS. Happy birthday, Dooney. That comes from
thanks.
Us as well.
He
says, happy birthday, Dooney, ya flaming gala. I hope that's a good thing.
Ya flaming gala.
I don't know.
Keep
to me, it sounds bad, but I'm assuming it's good.
It's the first part that throws you off. Right?
Flaming. And G-A-L-L-A-H. Gala. I don't know.
We gotta ask him what that means.
Yeah,
it's a type of apple.
Because gala.
You're flaming apples.
Flaming apples.
If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answered on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Super cute.
Correct. So actually, it's kind of early for an EEE, I know, but I got an EEE from a good friend, previous guest, good all-around individual, just Calby. And he was listening to the podcast. I don't know if this was to the Canada Got Soul DM or my DM. And he said, just a random question. Has anyone ever actually said whoop-de-whoop to a shoe? And I was like,
I've been thinking about that too.
I was like, yeah, it just has to be really special. That's just a preface for what I'm about to. So my pick this week, I'm going to go first because I have a story behind my pick.
Oh, there's a story.
So my pick this week is the Kith Converse Chuck Taylor Mickey Mouse collection, but I'm not going to even just do the collection. It's just the one pair that I have my eye on. There is three different pairs. There's a Sherpa pair that's black and red. There's a leather pair that's all black with a sail outsole and then a bunch of Mickeys embossed on the side.
Sexy.
And then there's an all sail Chuck 70 with the Kith logo on the midsole and then Mickey's faces going up along the eyelets and his ears are the eyelets.
Nice touch.
Okay, I'm good. I had to come down for a second. I was feeling it for a second there. So I remember seeing these shoes. Actually, Calby posted them maybe in September for the first time. And it was the sale picture or the sale pair that he posted. And as soon as I saw the ears used as eyelets, I was like, oh my God, that's the most simple thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's effing perfect.
Yeah.
Like what, how I need it, I don't care. So this is my pick this week. That's what it looks like. They come out on November 18th, which is
soon.
Mickey Mouse's birthday, which is next Monday.
Yeah.
And these, Calby, are a whoop-de-whoop. And that's my
Did you find out from Calby how he does the whole Kith stuff?
How to buy it?
Like that's the drops
his plug.
And shit?
That's his plug right there.
Well, I don't want to say it live on air. No, I'm just kidding.
What you do is...
I've tried from Kith before, and it seems like the database... Or sorry, not the database. The servers and everything are a lot better than from when I used to try for Kith. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 11 a.m. Calby, when you're listening to this, correct everything that I'm saying that's incorrect.
Yeah, send that EEE so that...
I think it's 11 a.m. on his website. And from what I understand, what Calby says as well, because this collection is so large, because there's a bunch of clothing, there's accessories, there's everything... Hopefully that spreads out the masses a little bit and it makes it a little bit easier to get the, I want a couple things, but
see
like
the
shoes
though?
For sure.
The denim hoodie with
like,
the,
I just, We could do a whole episode on this collection if you want. I think it's fantastic, and he did a really good job, and just how genuine it feels, because he is a really big Disney guy as well.
And yeah, I saw that letter he posted.
Yeah, he understands like what it means to work with Disney and use Mickey Mouse's face. It's not just like a paycheck for him.
Yeah.
You can walk anywhere in a mall and you'll see Mickey Mouse at The Gap, at Guess, anywhere. At fucking Urban Planet, at fucking Dollarama, wherever. Mm-hmm. It's a money-making machine, and to me it feels like for Ron and this collection, it wasn't about that at all. It was just like a passion project, and he's like, I'm gonna make money, but it's not about that at the end of the day. Anyways, long-winded answer, these are whoop-de-whoop. Alvin, go ahead.
I have something that I feel should have been made ages ago. I'm talking about the Nike Air Zoom Pulse. And this specific sneaker is made specifically for the medical workers.
Yeah, super cool, man.
Super duper cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I've seen that.
I remember when they changed up the whole like policy on them being able to wear sneakers, because sneakers, depending on what it is, like the material would absorb
blood.
Like
blood.
Biochemical hazards.
Mm. Blood.
Bodily fluid.
Oh, man. But these ones are hella dope, though. Like,
they're cool.
Yeah,
they look dope, and they're slip-ons, and they look mad comfy.
Yeah, man. They
look
so cool.
Sick, man.
It looks like a free sole on it and stuff.
Yeah. It's like a Croc, but Nike and not
and
rubber.
Sleek.
Yeah.
And they're just beautiful. And if I was a nurse, even if I'm not a nurse... Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to scoop a pair of these because they look stupid comfy.
Yeah.
And the upper just looks like, I feel like they're going to do like an ID, or they're going to make these, or they should make these available in ID.
Absolutely.
If you don't Nike, please do, because there's so many possibilities into what people can do. And it's just super beautiful.
If I'm not mistaken, when I saw the post today earlier, I think I like swiped over a bit and saw that it was also being involved in the Dornbacher.
Yeah.
Program.
Yeah.
So they had some kids, you know, customize it. I seen one that looked like a Spider-Man kind of colorway, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah. No, they're dope.
Yeah.
These are, what's under a scoop? Whoop-de-whoop.
Cute. Under a whoop-de-whoop?
Yeah.
But a in scoop? Between a cute?
Is that just a scoop?
Yeah, scoop.
Scoop.
I would scoop these.
You would scoop these?
A pair. Not all the pairs.
Just straight up.
But a pair.
Like, here's my thing with the shoe. It's awesome. Like, I'm not even saying it in a bad way. I think that they're going to be bought and resold, and that makes me upset. Mm. Because they're made for such a specific thing, and it's made for medical professionals.
For medical professionals,
who are working in hospitals, saving people's lives every single day. And I feel like I just know it in my bones. I'm going to see the shoe on StockX for triple retail, because it's
especially the Dornbacher.
Like, because it is. It's so innovative, and it's the first of its kind from Nike, and it's just really, really cool. And it's like cutting edge technology that they put into the shoe. It's going to be worth a pretty penny, because it is a historical piece in Nike's timeline, and it's going to be resold. And it kind of just pisses me off, because then the people who end up buying it are just not actual medical professionals, because I know that no nurse is actually spending $5 on a pair of shoes to wear and get blood all over. But yeah, that was my only problem with this. Like, I know there's no actual way, but I wish there was just a way to make sure they get in the hands of actual people who are going to use
Well, if it's like a if you're like a retail store and want to do that, it's like, hey, prove
show me
that
your
you
badge.
Are a nurse.
I was just gonna say that, yeah.
Yeah, or just make them like an Air Force and make them always available.
I would hope so, man.
Like, just that's mass produce the heck out of it. But I know they're not, though. 100% they're not going
to
mass produce
They need to make this like a Roshi and just
exactly.
mass produce
it. You should always be able to find it on Nike.ca at all times. But it's not going to be like that.
Because they're always going
to
need it.
I know it's not going to be like that. Because Nike's a marketing
hopefully
machine
eventually.
At the end of the day.
Unless it was like medical establishments exclusives, you know.
Imagine.
then for sure StockX prices are going to be stupid.
Yeah.
You call up your titas.
Tita, can you get me the Spider-Man one, please?
Spider-Man, please.
Dornbachers?
In the white.
That's kind of weird that they made a white pair. Like, that just seems like I wouldn't want a white pair if I'm working with all those kind of...
Ooh.
Things,
unless the material is how they promote it to be, where it's
waterproof
like,
and it's gonna,
just repellent everything
stainless.
They should use that on everything. Then I hope they use it in the future.
Ooh. On the mags.
Joel, your pick, please.
My pick is the Adidas Young One Night Jungle Pack.
Just like you, a young one.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought you meant jungle.
But yeah, so it's pretty much like a predominantly black shoe, black upper. The one pair's got the purple on the heel counter, on the heel of the sole. It's got like leopard print. It's got like animal print, like hits of it on the shoe. On the purple one, it's on the ankle collar that comes down to like I guess where the laces are. On the other pair, it's got like the teal, like sort of like from the midfoot forward kind of thing, like on the midsole. That's in teal. It's just teal and black. It's got like leopard print on the inner side of the shoe kind of thing. But yeah, it's kind of underwhelming for me, but for some reason, I don't know, these are pretty cool. I don't know.
It's underwhelming.
It's underwhelming, but
it's also
like clean. It's clean. It's like clean. It's shoe.
So is it like an outlet kind of shoe for you?
It's pretty much an outlet shoe for me. But I doubt these will end up at the outlets.
Saw it in an outlet, you'd be like, I fuck with these.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Definitely. Especially the teal ones. Teal ones look pretty dope.
Trying to get inside your brain there and see what that sentence is.
These are very underwhelming.
I like
cool. Cool though, man.
Feeling okay, man?
We didn't even drink anything yet, bro.
No, man. Not yet. But yeah, so these drop November 16, the day of the big jam. These they'll retail for $130. I'm pretty sure you could find them at like any Adidas store or even like on adidas.com. But yeah.
Thank you, sir.
They kind of look like almost like a Packer collab kind of thing.
Yeah, right?
It's very like kind of.
Yeah, there's
monotone,
like black snakeskin on it too.
Animally.
Animali.
Reptilia.
Next up, this week in Kicks, now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. So as we mentioned earlier, Nike revealed the 2019 Dornbacher collection. Did you guys take a look at all the craziness that's in that pack?
Yeah.
So just in case anyone's not familiar, it's a Dornbacher, the collection coming out yearly, has been an annual tradition that started in 2004. Can't believe it's been 15 years.
Already?
Since they started the Dornbacher collaborations. Damn. This year's collection includes a Jordan 14, a Pegasus Turbo, Element React 55, Air Force 1, Air Max Tri-X 96. It all drops on December 7th.
Ooh, soon.
Only in the States. Because all the proceeds from the collection sales go to the Dornbacher Children's Charity in Oregon. So all these shoes were designed by the patients at the hospital itself. And we're just kind of going to break it down a little bit. So the Jordan 14 itself is, I guess you would call it the headliner. It's the purpley, it almost looks like an Aqua 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's the best of the pack, and I think it's one of the best Jordans to come out of the Dornbacher collection in a long time. Really cool. Did you guys see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know not many people are Jordan 14 people.
You just talked about them on the other episode.
I did.
The last shot one.
Last shot.
I did.
But these ones are cool, though.
They are cool. I do like the fur. And then there's the Element React 55, which is pink.
Yeah.
With it says strong, it's got a football on the inside, it's like very colorful. And these are really cool too. And then there's an Air Force One that's a little bit plain.
It was kind of simple,
but it's very understated. So it's got the swoosh is kind of like florally,
yeah,
it's like literally outlined in flowers. And then the front toe panels are white on white floral as well. So super understated, but still very clean. The Tri-X 96 is really cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of Spider-Man-ish as well. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it earlier, but there's like the blue, the red, and it's like stripes. And the Pegasus Turbo, very cool as well. So all green with the panda kind of holding on to the swoosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool collection. And then, sorry, a Janoski as well. Well, this is a huge collection. Holy shit. Is there more? No, that's it. Okay. And a Janoski. The Janoski purple and teal. Oh, so another like similar to Aqua 8. Yeah, but as Alvin alluded to earlier, see, this is how you know we don't prepare, because I already had this prepared to talk about. the Air Zoom Pulse. So just a little bit more about the shoe itself. Like we said, it was made for medical professionals. The upper features laceless design that's equipped with a coated synthetic vamp for easy cleaning, mm-hmm. while an elastic strap on the heel provides lockdown fit and allows for easy entry into the shoe. Capping off the design is a Zoom Air cushioned midsole and a rubber outsole boasting a liquid dispersive traction pattern. Well, that's a high-tech shoe, my friends.
So it's like a tire.
Literally, yeah. It's pushing the liquids out to the side. Yeah.
Look, you're running in an emergency,
yeah.
and there's like a bunch of people bleeding.
You got to make hard
cuts. You got to run through that blood. Yeah,
man.
Or like people pee on the floor.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah.
Everything, like everything on the floor, bro. Like, it's crazy.
For people who are like generally in like Crocs or like Skechers, like this is a really big step up.
Huge.
And then as we said earlier also, each of the kids who designed pairs from the Dornbacher collection of shoes also designed a Zoom Pulse to be sold, and also the proceeds will go to that. So there's like six Zoom Pulses plus the black colorway that Alvin was talking about going to be sold on December 7th. But very cool. I'm a fan of the Zoom Pulse. How do you guys feel about the Dornbacher collection overall this year? I've kind of like, it feels weird to say about like a charitable thing, but like it's kind of just been pushed away from me so much because it's not available in Canada at all.
Yeah.
Like if I had access to it, I'm sure every once in a while or every couple of years I would try and get something because it is going to a really good cause. Mm-hmm. But because we don't have access to it and you're paying resale for it, you know, none of your money is actually going to any charity at all. Yeah. Like it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But how do you guys feel aesthetically about the collection itself? Any comments?
I mean, aesthetically, they always pick the right shoes.
Yeah.
Or they end up always picking the right shoes just because of how the kids color block stuff and how they want it to look. So I always liked them. It's just this year specifically, though, I haven't seen anything that I would want to pay resale for.
Yeah. Resale, yeah. Yeah. Retail, yeah.
Like nothing right now. Like previous years, there was like a bunch of Air Max 95s that I seen were like super dope that I would pay resale for and stuff like that. But I don't know. This year, everything looks dope. It's just, I don't know. It's cool. It's cute.
What do you think, Joel? How do you feel about it?
Pretty much the same boat. Nothing really, I think, really catches my attention, so to say. If I were like to scoop it up or like said, like pay resale for. But yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. But like, I don't know. It just doesn't really, I don't know. But yeah, these are cute.
Kevin, you paying resale for any of these Dornbacher shoes this year?
I mean, probably not, to be honest. I'll be blunt.
Yeah, we don't have to be
right.
It feels weird to say it because
that's
charitable.
That's the thing.
Like
right?
You appreciate it, but you don't have to necessarily want to buy it.
Yeah. Had I had a collection, like if I was collecting all the Jordan Dornbachers, then obviously, like
be in there
as a completist. That I'm not. I would want those, but I don't know.
Yeah, nothing even in past collections have really truly blown me away. I mean, maybe it's the color blocking or the bright color blocking is not my thing, personally. But like the threes, obviously, that's you know, dead giveaway of that's something that I'd love to have.
Yeah.
But it is what I obviously appreciate is the cause, right?
Mm-hmm.
The cause I was going to. I mean, so if we had the chance to get them,
for sure,
I'd be looking more at the cause than the shoe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So,
It would definitely be different if it was like available in Canada and we could actually, it would be a donation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if it was just sitting on the site, I would definitely consider it more so because I knew where my money was actually going. If I see it sitting on StockX, even for retail, I'm like, what am I? No.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm okay, Mr. Reseller. Not on this
exactly.
one. So next up. Did you guys know there's a reselling app that's 3 times the size of StockX?
What?
Correct. What is Joel? I will do tell.
Kijiji?
Right now.
Yeah, right?
No shipping.
3 times bigger.
Oh,
bigger.
Yeah.
3 times larger. So there's a sneaker and streetwear reselling app in China called Poison, whose annual volume is about 15 billion yuan. yuan. I don't know how to pronounce their currency. I apologize. Which is about 2.1 billion USD or 2.1 billion USD or 2.8 billion Canadian annually through their website, which is about three times that of StockX's annual revenue, which I guess would be about 1 billion. Yeah, so it kind of puts things into perspective as to why Canada might get stiffed on, like, I know last week we were talking about the Kyrie city drop, how he's doing, what is it, 11 different cities around, and there's like, I think, four different Asian.
Oh, hold on. He did in Manila, though.
Yeah, he did.
It's still Asia. That proved my point. Thank you. Or are you just happy that he did Manila?
A little bit of both. Okay, but like at the same time, it's like, he did Manila. There's a lot of like heads there too.
Yeah. But it puts it into perspective, like, why Canada doesn't get something like that when there's a reselling app in China that's pushing 3 billion Canadian dollars through it per year.
It's called Poison?
Poison, P-O-I-Z-O-N. That's the English. It's you can't. I tried to. Either you can't access it. It's like, yeah.
Maybe on an Android, because Android's like...
Or you need a VPN.
Yeah, you have to. If you really want to go through all that just to look, because there's nothing you can buy.
Yeah, because then shipping is going to be stupid.
You won't be able to ship it here. Yeah. Like I said, it's a lot of perspective there.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I didn't know that that website even existed, but yeah.
That's crazy.
StockX, like, to us, is like everybody knows StockX, everybody uses StockX, and that's not even a third, or it's about a third of this website that we've never even heard of in China.
That's crazy.
What? Wow. Wild. Okay.
Sure. Hashtag crazy rich Asians. Am I
right? Yeah, correct. Yeah. You are right. Yeah, good movie. Next up, Previous Link Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Alvin, shoes last week?
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually.
What?
I
feel like every time this happens, you say no, and then you look at us like maybe, and then you're gonna smirk.
He's gonna smirk,
and he's gonna be like no.
No.
Okay, I'll tell you. I was gonna wait until I got them, but
I went to Foot Locker.
Oh no.
Saw my boy Arvin.
What up, Arvin?
And they still had the shattered backboard lows.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Yo.
Nice.
Sick.
And they were sexy. And I thought about I thought about next year's shoe haul.
Oh, sick.
And then I was like,
I gotta wear orange.
I was like, I didn't hit on any like shattered backboards ever. And these ones are sitting on shelves. I'm like, fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
And now they're in my trunk. Hopefully Sasha doesn't
can't bring him in. You can't bring him in. You can't bring him in until the shoe haul.
Yeah, basically. Where'd you get those? Oh, last year. Yeah.
They were in the bottom.
The fuck?
You didn't see them?
You didn't see them on display at shoe haul last year? Yeah. Crazy, girl.
You paid more attention to my sneakers. Yeah. You don't really love me.
That's dope, though. Congrats, man.
Thanks, man.
Good for you.
Very nice.
It's because you don't wear like my size, like the small.
Nine, like 8.5 to 10.
Good luck, my friend, finding any shoe anywhere.
Yeah,
for retail.
Size 11 over here, friend.
Yeah, lucky. Beep, 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 beep. Lucky, yeah. All you guys must be nice. Joel, any shoes last week?
Negative.
Me, negative. Kev,
Last week
or recently?
Recently. Yeah, the most recent was I did score a pair of the shattered backboard 3.0.
Oh, nice. Shit on you a little bit.
Yeah,
that's okay. I couldn't afford those anyway.
No, that's
the chopped version.
Yeah. No, I had to get them. I've never had a pair of any of the SBBs.
Yeah.
Nice.
So this one, you know, there was a lot of hate on them, like you guys were discussing in previous episodes, right?
Yep.
Or just like mixed opinions on them.
Yeah. Yep.
But when I saw the photos come out, even like kind of like the leaked mock-ups, I guess you could say, right? Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know it was going to be that crinkled patent leather. But I still enjoyed the color. Then when the official pictures or whatever unofficial pictures started rolling out and they were that crinkled patent leather, I liked it even more. Like it was weird, right?
Really?
Yeah. So a lot of people hated it more, but no, I had to get them. I wanted like ones have more so in the past couple of years, I guess, like since like they started cutting them nicely, I guess you could say, right?
Yep.
I've been appreciating them more. Like I've, you know, what pants to wear with them and stuff, because like, I guess back then ish, like you wear any jeans with them. There was also a a weird kind of way to wear them, right? We didn't have joggers weren't a big thing.
You couldn't wear them. You couldn't, you're
Yeah. Joggers weren't big. Yeah. So like you didn't really get to see how they would look. Or, you know, you'd probably just roll up your jeans. But anyways, been collecting a lot of ones. One like quality over quantity. So yeah, I had to add these to the collection, and then I got to a site that not a lot of people go on. And
you can start with after. A P and with a hub. No. Pretty sure a lot of people go on that one, bro.
And then I saw an ad for StockX.
No. I never dabble with those sites, to be honest. No. So like, you know, I tried sneakers, right?
Yeah.
Woke up early that morning, was in line, and then didn't get them. Then I thought about all the other sites.
Classic.
I was actually in a first aid class that morning. Yeah. So then, like, you know, they were going through PowerPoints and stuff. And I just had my leg crossed over and my phone right here. And I'm just going, checking out the site of when it dropped like right away, went through the whole checkout process, PayPal, blah, blah, and scored them. So I was like, nice. Yeah, nice. Like I was the only one, like I slowly let out a good, like,
Yahoo! And the instructor was like, and that's how you know they're dead. I was like,
yeah! Yeah, well.
I got my SBBs
over here. So just to kind of go off of what you were saying, I thought of a really good comparison to, I think, what the real reaction to the Shattered Backboard 3.0 was actually about. So back whenever it was unofficially leaked, announced, whatever, it was like maybe February or whatever. And like, hey, they're doing a Shattered Backboard 3.0 and it's going to be black and orange. It's going to look like the bread. It's got bread color block, royal color block, like OG color blocking. Everyone's like, yo, what?
That's good.
And then they release pictures and they release what they did. And they're like, they weren't mad at the shoe. They were mad at what it could have been, what they wanted it to be. And the thing that I can think of to relate this to, did you see what happened to Drake over the weekend getting booed off the stage at Tyler, the Creator's?
No,
that's a good comparison.
So Drake, so Camp Flogna, I believe is what it's called, is Tyler, the Creator's music festival that he throws in. I don't know which city. I apologize. And it's like OVO Fest essentially, but it's like a bunch of his friends and a bunch of similar acts to Tyler, the Creator, like kind of different, kind of strange. And every year he has special guests. And apparently this year, the big thing was that, oh my God, Frank Ocean's coming. Tyler and him are friends. Apparently Tyler was kind of teasing it a little bit, like whatever. Day comes, special guests are coming out, and the last one comes, and it's Drake. And Drake does a couple songs, and then apparently he starts getting booed off the stage because everyone thought that it was going to be Frank Ocean. So apparently, like days later, it all got cleared up. Like all the fans were saying, like, we weren't mad at Drake. We were mad that it wasn't Frank Ocean, which is what they were saying. I read a lot of articles about this because I thought it was fascinating.
It's all over the gram.
I thought it was so funny. But yeah, that was the... the reasoning. They were like, we're not mad that it's Drake. We're just mad that it's not Frank Ocean. So I think that everyone's upset level for the Shattered Backboard 3.0 wasn't like that. It wasn't because it was Drake. It's because it wasn't Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean being breads or royals.
But like people who also listen to Tyler don't necessarily listen to Drake.
Oh, 100% they don't. No. You know
but the people that listen to Frank Ocean...
Yeah.
I mean, that type of music, right? Like,
it's comparable.
Drake has a bunch of songs in his catalog that are kind of along that wavelength.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he did Feel No Ways. And that song slaps, but and it's not as, it's kind of faster than Frank Ocean's songs. So, like, but I mean, I see where the ideas were. The anticipation was at a certain level.
And then it was like, and it not wasn't.
Slash kind of reunion kind of thing, I guess you could say it was, right? But. Is okay. What it is.
I thought it was hilarious. It was so funny.
And then you hear the plot twist that Drake signed.
I saw that post.
Residency
was that real? I saw because Drake posted that.
He posted.
Oh,
that. He's like, plot twist.
Yeah,
signing a like a 10-year residency at Flogna.
See you guys till you're 30. That's what, like the comments on some of the posts were hilarious. It was like Drake just got booed off stage by a bunch of 18-year-olds wearing Vans. No offense to Vans, we love you, but hilarious.
Slick.
But yeah, that was my long comparison between Shattered Backboard 3.0 and
good
Drake.
Good parallels.
Yeah. Shattered Backboard 3.0 equals Drake. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. Oh, where's my little blurb? Oh, shit, I deleted it. I don't remember. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch a slip and hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed.
Damn. That was perfect.
That was off the cuff. Shit, I don't know.
I've done this before. Yeah.
Apparently, like once or twice or 86
like 40
times.
40 episodes. Yeah.
Wow, I should probably find that little blurb, though, because I don't want to have to memorize that. Anyways, first up, from a longtime listener, he says, I don't know how we're going to say this. L-I-R-O-L-X. Lirolx.
L-I-R-O-L-X? From Instagram.
Yep. Lirolx.
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 Yeah.
Little Rolex.
Little Rolex, yo.
He's a rapper. Okay.
Nice. Little Rolex, yo. What it is. What it does, cuz.
Love.
Little Rolex. What up? He says, hey, Lawrence. Love the show. Been listening for a while now. First time writing. Jeez. Have an E-E-E. Uh-oh. In episode 85, are you saying puss head? I think you mean push head. Mm-hmm. Keep up the awesome work. So I said, you know what? I think you're right. I'm not 100% sure. Like, I've heard it. That's what I said. I literally said, I was like, honestly, I think you're right. I've heard it both ways, but I think you're right. And he says, no, wait, you were right. I should have waited for a legit EEE. My bad. And I was like, wait, did you look it up? He's like, yeah, I Google searched it.
Like
right
mid,
after
midway,
I,
he was
after
typing?
He sent the EEE, he Googled it and he's like, shit. Nope, Lawrence was right.
So it is
officially pronounced
Lil Rolex. I do that all the time with Lawrence. I'm like, yo, Lawrence. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, oh shit. Never mind.
If you're going to come for me, come correct. Lil Rolex.
Also, can you EEE us how to say your
name? Yeah, please let us know what the. Or what it. Yeah. L I R O L X. Yeah.
Lorax.
The Lorax.
Lorax.
But yeah, it is pronounced puss head.
Read the box label.
I am, I am 100 for 100 now. Thank you very much. I'm giving myself a ding. next up, Falsey 30. He says, I have an EEE for episode 84.
Howdy, Falsey.
Red Deer.
Red Deer.
Red Deer out.
He says,
shout out to Red Deer.
There are three countries that use the imperial system.
Oh,
because we didn't know. We had no idea. He says the USA, Liberia, and Burma. Now you know.
Nice.
I'm really, really, really happy I know this now.
Mm-hmm. I actually am.
Thank you. Like, I know this is going to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire one day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be, the $1 million question.
I'm going to call
countries?
A friend.
Call a friend, yeah.
Lawrence, I know you know the answer. Who? What? What country uses?
Which country doesn't use? And I'm going to be like, you should have called Falsey 30.
Hold on. I'm scrolling. Bro. I'm scrolling.
find that EE.
Oh, 30 seconds up. Sorry, bud.
So next up, it's been a while since we've heard from this individual, B. Raza.
Oh,
what up, Raza? So he tagged us in an Instagram post because we were talking about the Supreme Air Max 95.
Yeah.
It was either last week or 2 weeks ago, like just before they came out. I think it was my pick. I don't remember who picked it. Mm-hmm. And he said, here's a little insight on your pick from the CGS picks. I don't know if he was offended or he just wanted to let us know. But it's from an Instagram account called archive.dna. Mm-hmm. And it's got a lot of cool, like, older Air Max facts and stuff on it. It's pretty cool. So here's the explanation behind the recent Supreme Air Max 95 release. It says, in 2001, Nike released the first ever Lux collection that included Joel mentioned this, the Air Force One High, the Air Trainer SC, aka Bo Jackson's, and the Air Max 95. It was an obscure collection that was either too hard to find or too expensive if you could. Nobody had seen this type of leather on a sneaker before, and the 95 had been recrafted for the first time. Supreme and Nike revisited the Italians and did everything they could to be true to the original. They didn't do the shoe justice. They completely blew them out of the water. So this guy really likes them. They are so well constructed, and somehow the leather is even better than the first time around. They were handmade in an Italian luxury shoe factory that could not cope with a mass production, and therefore these 95s are by far the most limited sneaker release that Supreme has possibly ever had.
Wow.
Interesting. Think hundreds of pairs and not high thousands. That's also very interesting. The two new colors are actually crazy. Many people always wondered at the time how these would look in a different color, and we finally got to see it. Supreme brought these back with class. The subtle branding and minimal alterations show how incredible these shoes were in the first place. The price tag of $500 USD is more expensive than original, but what did you expect? The problem is that people today value shoes on their resale value and not because they like the shoe. Mm-hmm. Many purists and elitists who blast Supreme and claim they are ruining shoes, but they bring back or because they are not skate shoes enough. It's boring. The original Reese has had more press recently and people looking back to the collection because of Supreme, like Joel said. No other brand could reach into the archive and bring back a shoe like this. It may not be for you or even be something everyone can afford, but it is by far the best made Air Max 95 ever.
Wow.
And that was from the archive, please?
Archive.dna. Yeah.
Okay.
Braza.
You have anything to say to that? You look like you want to speak.
Nah. My thing with Air Max is I don't like leather on them. Like,
on any
Air Max? Or a lot of leather.
Okay.
Like, I don't like all leather Air Max. That's just me, though, because, like, I prefer them with mesh and suede. Like, just that runner...
Mm-hmm.
Type vibe.
Definitely see it.
So anything full leather, cool about that luck shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck about that luck shit. But that's just me. Like, cool, it looks cool, high leather, but at the same time, for me, like, I wouldn't buy it just because it's not, like he said, it's not for everybody, but...
Yeah.
I mean, to each their own.
That whole explanation definitely made me appreciate it more, just because a little bit of the insight in the original release is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And the fact that they were handmade, and that's why there's so few of them because of that, is a really cool like thing to note. But yeah, I'm still not a huge fan. Like $500 USD for a pair of Nike sneakers is a lot.
Yeah.
Especially when it's an Air Max. Like they've done the Pinnacle Jordans and that kind of thing, and it's at least it's a Jordan. Retail on those is like $255 regularly. They're doubling it, but like $190 or $200 up to $500 is a big step.
Yeah.
But it's because you have that Supreme.
I was just going to say. That's what
it was. Yeah. It adds.
Because if they threw that on shelves, like at Foot Locker or even.
Oh, there's no chance.
Even boutiques like Livestock or something, right? Yeah. They're not going to move.
Mm-hmm.
Even at a 300 price mark without the Supreme.
Yeah.
That's just not going to sell, bro.
It's really funny, though, because all these people who claim, like, and to me, it's a lot of people who don't have a lot of knowledge about other things except for what they see on the internet. People who. The first thing when a new Jordan 1 comes out, how's the quality?
Yeah.
Like, that's the first question everybody asks. And then this Supreme Air Max 95 that was made in Italy, handmade by some old Italian woman, like, on her last breath.
Nonna, by
like,
nonna.
Like, literally, yeah. Like, just crazy, amazing quality, and no one gives a crap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do they really care about the quality, or are you just trying to sound relevant by saying anything? How's the quality? Yeah. Like, that is that you're just trying to have a commentary on something in the world?
That's a small people, talk for them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you actually cared about quality, then this is something that people would be gravitating towards. If quality was a big deal to you, you'd be like, I need this shoe. It doesn't matter. The quality is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But no one cares.
No.
Yeah. That's just saying.
I don't care about quality. That's all I'm trying to say.
I care about it, but not to the extent where it's like my first question is, how's the leather? Like,
yeah.
It's important, but if I like the shoe, I'm not going to not buy it because the leather's kind of eh.
Look at all those Pinnacle Air Max 1s. They ended up at the fucking outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the Pinnacle Jordans did too. Yeah.
And like, yo, those were dope. Like, dope quality and everything. It's just,
yeah.
Ain't nobody paying that retail price for that.
You say that they were Supreme collab.
Oh,
they'd be flying
off the shelf.
Well, it's funny because the day these dropped, I think it was maybe last Thursday or the Thursday before, I checked and they were sitting on the website. Unsurprisingly, but also surprisingly at the same time because Supreme stuff is usually seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, they were sitting in full size runs in all three colors on the website. I checked like 15 to half an hour after.
Wow.
And they were all still sitting there.
Holy smokes.
It's also like half of a mortgage payment. Two car payments.
And that's USD. So, yeah.
Five cell phone bills. if you want to compare to how much that costs. Like, oh, yeah, good quality, but that's a fucking half of my mortgage.
I can see why purists are into it, though. Especially after the explanation a little bit and stuff, I can definitely see what's up. But I definitely think we'll see those, it'll end up on those frost finds or like people will find them at the outlet. Like, I think it's going to end up. And the thing is, what, even when it's at an outlet, it's still going to be $300.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's still too expensive for me.
But is it the weekend where they have an additional 20% off?
Or is it friends and family?
Still too expensive for me. $300 plus 20% off is still like what, $220 or $240? I'm still too much.
Okay, we'll throw on the card on that too.
Yeah, so that
that's another $60 off.
We're gonna have to start stacking discounts. Like, I don't know. So the final EE, we've been making this mistake since we started promoting Just Kicking It. By the way,
yes,
the event is in Toronto,
not Scarborough,
at Dundas and Bathurst. It's not in Scarborough, not even close to Scarborough. It's downtown Toronto.
Is that actually why Christian didn't make it? Because he's like, he's bitch. You guys are ruining my brand.
Every single week, he throws his hands up. Like, they keep saying it's in Scarborough. I don't know where I was. I'll take the blame because I was the one who was saying the promotion every week. I kept saying Scarborough. I don't know why. It might even still be in my notes. No, it actually says in my notes Toronto. It says Scadding Corps Community Center, Toronto. And I kept saying Scarborough. Maybe because Scadding kind of sounds...
Scadding Scarborough.
Yeah. Honestly, it should be in Scarborough.
I see how you can make that.
I'm going to Scarborough on Saturday. I don't know about you guys. I'll see you in Scarborough.
Damn.
Fuck it. Anyways.
Damn.
apologies, Christian. It is in Toronto. Next up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. This week, see-through sneakers. Take that how you will. For me, thumbs down. Joel.
Thumbs down.
Up.
It's going down.
It's going down. Going down in the DM. Next up. NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers, and we had a delicious dinner tonight provided by the one and only Mr. Joel Hernandez. Will be the one to bring us the NSR question this week. Joel, what is it?
All right, so what was your favorite toy growing up as a kid?
Easy.
Go ahead.
Favorite
toy. Go ahead.
Easy. Transformers.
Just all of them?
All of them?
Just like anything. Well, especially obviously the OGs with like, Optimus Prime as a truck
and
everything.
Jetscream.
Megatron as a gun. I mean, the series is what really caught me, but like anything Transformers related, like when Beast Wars came out and Beasties.
Oh, I had those ones.
Right? I had,
the Gorilla?
The Transmetals, like collections in that and like everything. Cause they even like in the show, they, obviously it was like it was all 3D animation, right? They brought back even the originals. There was an episode where they went into the original arc, and I can get into a whole nerdy spin-off.
It's gonna be a whole new episode.
Some people probably be able to relate, but that was my thing growing up, just Transformers. There was something just cool about like robots for me growing up was a big thing for me.
Technology,
robots, but like machinery,
quote unquote technology.
just machinery is just like an engineering feat. Like maybe it's a guy thing, I don't know, but anything robot related.
That was me. So Transformers.
Yeah. Sorry, I can go on a tangent there.
That's all right, Alvin.
Transformers are cool though.
Yeah,
those are definitely my top five. But my top were these Ninja Turtle, like. Figurines. They weren't the full hard plastic ones where like the arms had a hinge. These were like silicone-y, and then you kind of move the arms the way you wanted. And all of them had their weapons. And it was lit. I love my Ninja Turtles, man.
Joel.
Mine would be Thundercats.
Oh,
Lionel.
Panthera was my guy. He was my dude because he was big. And like, you know what I mean? So
nice.
I like Thundercats, yo.
I was very Hot Wheels. All the tracks and shit, like build that shit, make a jump, make a flip, make everything, make them crash into each other.
You see the commercials, you wish that was your room.
I was like, these guys have all the booster packs and all the crazy stuff, I'm out here with like not even Hot Wheels branded Hot Wheels, like just super sad.
I forgot to add one more thing.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. Next time.
All good. All good.
Once the buzzer sounds, we have to move on.
That's what I was about to say, and then
it's
I found your finger going
the
out.
Law.
It's the law.
It's a really hard 30-second count.
Yeah, it'll go right by.
Next up, promos. So as we've been saying incorrectly for the past 5 weeks, this weekend, November 16th, Just Kickin' It is going down at the Scadding Court Community Center in Toronto.
Toronto.
At Dundas and Bathurst. At the Scadding Court Community Center. Yeah. At Dundas and Bathurst. I'm going to say it a couple times because I feel bad for all the times we said it incorrectly. It's going from 12 to 6. It is your typical buy, sell, and trade expo. There's going to be, I think there's a barber showing up. They're going to have like break dancers.
Yep.
I need a haircut, so
yeah.
It's going to be a good time. But the reason that we're there, the reason you're all there, because of us, aside from that, is the sneaker display showdown featuring the top collectors in the city. So, as stated, a bunch of the more prominent sneaker collectors in Toronto and the surrounding area are all going to show up to one building, which is the Scadding Court Community Center at Dundas and Bathurst in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Yeah. And we're all going to compete to see who has the coolest and most intricate and most impressive display of sneakers.
Yeah.
The winner will get $1,000, cash prize. I hope. I was going to say gift card for some reason. $1,000 gift card to Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, I could use that though.
Yeah, that's a lot of soap. And a replica Larry O'Brien trophy engraved with Canada Got Soul's name on it. So, if you win, just hand it back over because you know where it was meant to be. We do hope to see you there. Tickets are still on sale, and they will be on sale also at the door, 12 to 6, Scadding Court Community Center, Dundas and Bathurst, Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Scaddenborough.
Scaddenborough, Ontario. That sounds like a real place now. See, I don't even.
Yeah, see?
I'm going to go to the wrong place on Saturday. See you guys in Scarborough. And then about a month after that, the Ultimate Sneaker Show by Soul Exchange Canada will be taking over the Enercare Center on Saturday, December 14th from 12 to 6. Again, another typical buy, sell, and trade in a massive venue that is the Enercare Center. It's going to feature a trading pit, food court, and sporting zone. Sporting zone? I'm so excited. We're going to play basketball all day for free. Day. It's going to be awesome.
For free.
Vendor tables are still available. One for $25. Multiple are $100 each. Don't be silly. Buy multiple. You're a goof if you only buy one. Uh-huh. Even if you don't have that much stuff.
Yeah.
For an extra $75, that's put your jacket there. Like
sit on it. Lay down.
Make it a bed. Like just chill out. For $75, man, that's just you're wasting money if you don't get another table.
Facts.
Yeah.
But now The reason that everyone's really here, as we've mentioned before, one of the top rated game shows in the entire world. Because Jeopardy is now over, I think we've now catapulted up to second place.
Yep.
Behind the missing link. Or not the missing link. What is it? The weakest link.
The missing link.
Damn.
The missing link. You are the weakest link.
You are the missing link. Goodbye. That still works.
Yeah.
Damn, I ruined my own intro.
So you are the weakest link.
I am. Goodbye.
He's the missing link.
The goodbye. Missing link.
I'm missing a couple links, that's for sure. 21 Gashins. Kevin.
Hi.
Thank you once again for being here.
Thank you for the invite.
Gabby. Of course, man. So you've been listening to this episode for a while, so I'm sure you know how this works. But for everyone listening who doesn't, here's how it goes. Kev, just like when he was trying to court all those girls in high school.
What?
He's going to play, instead of 21 questions and get to know us in that way, we're going to get to know him in a sneaker way in a game we like to call 21 Gestions.
Yeah.
I don't get any ideas here. Save that for...
First question, what are you wearing?
Second, ASL.
Oh, my God.
ASL, yo.
I can't believe that was a thing. Right? ASL? Like, you had to actually ask, where are you from?
Then people will try to be slick, and they put, like, sex. Yes, please. You know, like, stuff like that, right? Just, like, all day. Like, oh, my God.
Whatever you want. Like,
13, man. I know.
For anyone who's like under the age of, I guess, maybe 20 yeah. or maybe 25, it's ASL, like, no, 25, yeah. ASL stands for age, sex, location. And you would ask random individuals on the internet what those, they had to answer those things. It was basically like saying, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, you just literally, legitimately want to know their age, their gender. Yeah. Because you didn't even know that at that point and their location. Mm-hmm. And it was never your age. And they were always a guy.
Or you add a year to it.
And they were always across the entire world from you.
Yeah.
Anyways, glad we got that out of the way.
For now.
That was question one. Question two. Anyways, so it's like your own little mini fire round. You have to just, you know, pop them off real quick. It is out of 21. The highest score so far is 3, so it's a low bar. But it's tough, man, so we'll see how you do. First question, red or blue?
Blue.
Ooh, what a bad start. Should we stop? Number two, high cut or low cut?
High.
Number three, half size up or half size down?
Half size down.
Number four, drop fronts or original boxes?
OG boxes.
Number five, best Kanye album?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Nice, nice, nice.
Number six, got worst one, right? Kanye album?
Okay. No, I know this is like quick, but like it could be bad in two ways. Okay, Jesus is King.
That's acceptable. Yeah. Number seven, Dunks or Air Forces?
Dunks.
Correct. Number eight.
That's three.
That's two. What are three sneaker-heading essentials?
Ooh, okay. Shoe trees, for sure. Mm-hmm. Specifically the ones from IKEA.
Yeah.
Because they're spring-loaded, right? Mm-hmm. They really do put the arch up. definitely some Jason Marks, some cleaning products, specifically the whole kit with the brush and everything, right? Not just wipes. Actually, what am I saying? The whole line, right?
Everything from Jason Marks.
Everything.
A nice shoe rack.
Okay. Somewhere to display the actual shoes. Number nine, laces tied tight in a bow or hanging loose?
Tied in a bow.
Number 10, pineapple on pizza?
Yes, sir.
Number 11, 3M or glow in the dark?
3M.
Ooh, that seemed like a tough.
It was a tough one.
I had to
think about that real quick.
Damn. You've heard it 5 times, too.
I know. So. Every time it changes.
Number 12, yesterday was Remembrance Day, so spell Colonel.
Colonel.
Yes.
You meant the popcorn.
Yeah, right? I meant, yeah. Number 13. Would you rather 3 Jordans under the AJ 13 or 6 Jordans above the AJ 14?
Ooh. Under the Jordan 13s.
Number 14. Crew socks or no shows?
Crew socks.
Number 15. Jason Mark or Crep Protect?
They both do two different things. Jason Mark.
Number 16, if you could meet anyone in the sneaker world, who would it be?
Kanye.
Number 17, more crushing, Kawhi leaving the Raptors or Kanye leaving Nike?
Shit, that's a tough one.
These are some good questions, I must say.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Kawhi leaving.
Number 18, in what province is the city of Medicine Hat found?
Medicine Hat, Saskatchewan,
Alberta.
You're close.
Shout out to Alberta. You were close, but it's just west. There's not that many to choose from. Number 19. What is your number one grail?
Air Mags. Favorite movie trilogy.
Number 20. Who is the most influential person in sneakers right now? Right now.
Yeah, right now, eh?
It's a good one.
I have to say Kanye West. He paved the way for a lot of things, whether it be sneakers or music. So, sneakers right now, definitely him.
I can accept that. Number 21, would you rather receive your number one grail or 3 other pairs from your top 10?
I would say
three other pairs from my top 10.
You don't like mags. Get the fuck out. You fail the entire quiz. You are the missing link. Thank you for playing. You got, well, it's like, you know how everything times zero equals zero? The last question, you got zero. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that times everything else you did equals zero. Next up, your soulography. So this is how we kind of get to know your sneakerhead life, your timeline, what got you into sneakers and all that. So why don't we start with where this love for sneakers came from and what got you into sneakers in the first place?
Mm. Well, it was a lovely summer day. Me and my mom walking through the
quite
mall.
Quite like this one.
Yes. Birds chirping. It's beautiful. It's weird. Growing up, when I really try to dig back into like the archives, one of my first sneaker acquirements I can remember was my mom grabbing me a pair of Nike Air Turbulences when we were in the U.S. because, you know, when the dollar was actually good,
yeah,
we did a lot of U.S. tripping. So I remember it was at Foot Locker, and I don't know if anyone is familiar with the Air Turbulence, but Damon Stoudemire wore those back in the day. And I think also Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd?
Yeah, they were in the flight line of Nike. So I remember those dearly, and I ran those into the ground. Those were ones that I just remember, like, even in elementary school, we had something in class where we had to draw our shoes. I don't know why this was a thing.
Did you go to sneaker school?
In elementary school, like, just whatever we had, it was kind of like, it was art class, right?
Yeah.
So I again, another thing, just kind of a side note, but I remember drawing those. But it kind of tapered off a bit. Like, I'd have my, when I was a kid, sneaker loving days were in waves and stuff. But I think to really, really, truly kick it off, when I was in high school, I'm going to go back to that now that I'm taking a trip down memory lane.
That's okay.
And,
not all timelines are straight.
Yeah.
Look at Back to the Future. We were just talking about it. There you go.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. In elementary school again, actually, I think grade 7 or 8, I used to deliver newspapers.
Ooh.
Same.
Right?
Yeah. Same.
Same.
That was like, yeah, the
10 step. 10 cents a paper.
That was the step right before McDonald's. You'd start at newspapers. Mm-hmm. And Flow 93.5 was new at the time. And they had a contest where, as I was sorting the newspapers in my living room, I always had my stereo on listening to music or either watching TV. This time I was listening to music because they had a contest going on of, they would play this sound of like a basketball player dribbling up to the net, like going for a drive. You hear the sneakers squeaking. When you hear that, you call in and you win a pair of Adidas T-Max.
That's cool.
The first one.
Very cool.
So I didn't hear it. I was ready to deliver the newspapers. I'm like, God damn, I don't want to like leave and miss it. Like, you know, it was already nighttime outside, and like,
these people have been waiting for their newspapers for 4 days.
Yeah, no. Basically.
I was just kidding.
Yeah, basically.
The Sunday Sun came on Thursday.
It was the weekend newspaper. You know, people like need those right when they get home from work. I was like, okay, screw it. I found a portable radio.
Cool.
And threw batteries in it, hooked it up. I'm walking down, like, delivering newspapers. Still didn't hear it. Did my whole route. I'm like, God damn. Like, I wonder if I missed it or, you know, whatever. Excuse me. as I sat down, turned the radio on just for fun to see if anybody won. I heard it right away. Then I darted over the phone, called in.
A dial-up phone, people, with a cord. Yeah.
Yes.
So you know.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what when he says he had to run to the phone, that tells you what year this was.
No cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rotary phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was connected to a wall.
Yep.
Not because it was charging.
For real. So... yeah, I was sitting there, dialed right away. I think like the second ring or third ring came through and they're like, hey, who is this? You know, and introduce myself. And they're like, yeah, you got the pair of Adidas T-Max. And
dang, I was just like, what? That's really
I
cool.
was so stoked.
Cool.
Like, that was the very first thing I ever won off the radio. And, you know, it was sneakers. So that's kind of like,
that's sick.
It was kind of dope. So then after that, the next thing I can remember in high school. So now it kind of takes a bit of a tail dive because in, I think I was in grade 9 or 10, my house got broken into.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I came home from high school one day with all my friends. My parents were away at the time too, so that sucked. Came home, I saw my side door open. I'm like, oh shit, what the hell is this? Like, are some of my friends here, like waiting for me or whatever? I go inside and I see like a bike in the kitchen just laying on the floor.
A bike in the kitchen?
Yeah. Well, I kept my bikes inside. I didn't have a garage.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And my shed was like too small for that stuff. So me and my mom, we always kept our bikes inside.
I thought they left one of their bikes in your kitchen. And I was like, that's a weird thing to do. It's a getaway vehicle. And they forgot it in the kitchen.
Or, well, they took one of the bikes.
Oh shit.
Man. So they didn't take the other one because like, fortunately it had a flat tire. So they couldn't like really get away quick with it. Mm. So I just left it there. And I'm looking inside. I'm like, what's going on? And then my house is like a back split, and I looked into the basement, kind of like the window up here, and there was it was broken. There was no window there anymore. Wow. I go downstairs, there was a brick in my basement, and like I'm just looking around, like all the cords from my TV were yanked out, like my PlayStation was gone.
Oh my gosh.
Everything PlayStation was gone.
Two. Even worse.
Yeah. So that was all gone, and I'm just like, oh shit. I ran upstairs. And, like, I just recently got a pair of sneakers. I ran upstairs. They were, at the time they were the And1 KG2s.
Ooh, nice.
Kevin Garnett's signature line, right? So I'm like, no, don't tell me. And, like, they ransacked, like, my mom's room, my room. They were looking for quick stuff.
Yeah, of course. Jewelry or whatever, yeah.
But, like, those were, like, my sneakers. Like I was just slowly kind of dabbling into the game because I was playing like basketball at that time too, so that's kind of what those were my shoes to wear. Those were gone. Like I was just slowly, like, every room I went to I was like starting to break down more and more.
Damn.
I'm just like,
yeah,
you're shitting me. So sad stuff aside, when it came time to make our claims for insurance stuff, you know, I threw that in there. I'm like, yo, I lost this pair of shoes, lost like, you know, whatever, movies and CDs and blah blah blah. So lost And1s out of it, but when I went to claim, they're like, you know, how do you really like record that? Like, what exact sneaker you had? Like, we didn't really keep receipts, especially for that kind of stuff, because you're just going to run them into the ground, like playing ball or, you know, outside or whatever. So, soon after that, the Air Jordan 17s came out, but then the 17 pluses came out at that time. Mm. So, with the, you know, the copper heel counter. Mm. So, I was just like, Mom, like, can I get these and then claim this? And she's just like, that's, if those are the ones you want. Yeah. I mean, like, if insurance is going to cover it.
It's on the house.
I'm pretty sure we added a few more things. Away, you
know? They stole this diamond bracelet.
From the fence ain't listening, man. So then I got those, and those I cherished forever.
Sorry, State Farm. State Farm.
Those I cherished forever. But then it kind of kicked it off from there, because to get those sneakers, I actually started doing more research into, like, you know, what do I want in place of those N1s? So I started, like, learning more about Jordans, and, like, 17s came out. At that time, they were the most expensive Jordans, too, because they came with the brief – well, not the pluses, but – The originals came with the briefcase, the CD, the three colorways, right? The college blue, black, red. So I started learning more. I'm just like, okay, why is there 17? Mm. You know, I started going back and back and like going onto like forums at that time, going to Foot Locker a lot. And, I just started learning more. And then, like I said, I was in high school, and then that's when also SBs were hot.
Yeah.
Right, everywhere. All my boys in high school, they were like, and it was kind of like that time of where sneakers, people were trying to keep it like exclusive and kind of like snobby. You know, like you go to Goodfoot. They were infamous for having like a snobby attitude. They had shirts that said, I went to Goodfoot and all I got was shitty service or something like that. Right. Yep. So I tried dabbling as I could, but then some of my friends they were trying to be like, yo, get out of here. What do you know about sneakers or whatever? So I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna prove these guys something. Right. And it was cool. Like, I actually enjoyed the culture. That, to me, was my equivalent of, like comic books to people or trading cards. Like, that was my hobby now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we all went through the Pokemon cards, and now it was, you know, moving up the ranks. It's sneakers now. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. So I started collecting, I think my first pair of Dunks, like once I actually had a steady job, newspapers anymore. We started working at McDonald's. So I started getting a steady paycheck in and, you know, I save whatever I could. I remember I picked up a pair of Nike Dunks that were in a Kermit colorway. They had like a Muppet pack and there was, Kermit and there was Miss Piggy Blazers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And had, it was kind of like a fuzzy top too, like kind of an animal-ish print. But yeah, those were that Kermit Dunks were like my first, like in my eyes were heat. Right. Cause they were cool. I've never seen anything like those, like the material and stuff and colorway. So I'm like, okay, all right, cool. And green is my favorite color. Side note. So it all added up. So I started there and then I was like, okay, now what is this, all this SB stuff about? Doing more research into that. Skateboarding, what's, you know, the insoles different, thicker tongues, you know, and and again, another whole genre aside from Jordans is Dunk SBs. And so I did more research in that. I was on the Nike Talk forums, Soul Collector, aka ISS forums, like any forums I can get into, dunksb.org.
Yep.
There was that. So yeah, I just started learning a whole lot or whatever I could because I didn't want to be. Like, I didn't want to be a poser, right?
Yeah.
Like,
if you want to jump in, you want to jump in with definitely. 2 feet. Shout out to jump in with 2 feet.
Yeah, like, I always had that advice from, like, my fatherly figures. If you're going to do something, do it right. Yeah. So that was it, right?
Don't half-ass it.
Yeah, 100%. So I did all the research I could, figure out what's going on. And I'm just like, okay, so that's, they call, you know, puss heads are not called push heads.
Yeah.
Right. That was a thing, an actual forum on that. Inspirations to colorways on like who like Janoski was,
nice.
Who all like, Paul Rodriguez was and stuff like that. Like, you know, he had his own, just everything I could. I absorbed everything I could. Started collecting more and more when I could afford it. I got my first pair of, I don't know how you pronounce them, but Dunk SB Irish?
Irish? Oh, the Irish.
Oh, the Eeries.
Eeries?
Eerie?
The Irish.
Oh, the Ireland.
The Irish ones, because like I'm quarter Irish. So I thought that was pretty cool that there was like an Irish Dunk SB. So I picked those up, I think off of eBay at the time. And those are also the times that because Dunk SBs fit a little more snug, you know, you have to size up a bit, which I feel like my feet kind of like went through this, as I'm sure you've all talked in the past of like your feet going through weird size waves where you would get like half a size bigger. You're like, oh, my feet are going to grow into these.
And then they don't.
You get to that point, they don't. And I'm just like, okay, now these are kind of like weird walking around in these. So then I got like a size 11 and a half originally off eBay. And then they had them at the same time at Goodfoot. So I remember going to Goodfoot and saying like, oh yeah, I just got these the other week or so. I don't have my receipt or anything. And this was Goodfoot too, right? And they're all just like, well, if you don't have a receipt, I'm like, honestly, I don't know anyone else in the city that has these but you guys.
Yeah.
So I don't know where else I would have got them.
You know? Gas them a little bit. Like, yo, no one else has these except for you guys. Are you crazy?
Right?
Yeah. You guys are the sickest. Yeah. What do you mean, dog?
So he looked at them. 11 and a half were tight, so I traded them up for a size 12. When he gave them to me, he just threw the box at me. Literally, I remember that. I'm just like, so I can go now? Do you guys need to do like any like receipt rights or whatever? And so I just took them, put them in my bag, and left. So like a lot of vivid memories of just like acquiring certain sneakers, like they all have a story to them.
Yeah.
After that, like I was very active, like I was saying, on the Nike SB forums and talking to people like Rob Hosel or whatever. First thought he was kind of a weird guy because this guy is like a dad. And he like, it's on the forums, right? But he always posts like his like sneakers that he wears throughout the day, like in the office and stuff. I'm just like, okay, I guess this is normal. So then whenever we talk about like where to get certain sneakers, I got a few from this place called Premier Skate in the US.
Yep.
They would ship to Canada, normal problem. And now the next part was, how do you pay?
So
I remember like,
give them your credit card information over the phone.
Yeah. PayPal was a thing, but I didn't have a credit card.
Yeah. Oh
my God. So I did the old school thing was, go to the bank and get a money order.
Yeah.
And I would have to ask for this person's, like, you know, full address, full name, because you go to the bank and they punch that all in, and then you got to mail it out. So you know, you get the money order. Okay, this is great. Put it in an envelope. Then you got to pay for the postage, getting out there. Like, it was such an adventure. But I think that was also, like, kind of cool to, like, see the evolution from, like, paying, like, from, you know, a whole career to pay for something, and to now it's just like click, 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 got it.
Yeah.
So you know, like, it's done. Then when PayPal started accepting debit cards, I added a debit card to my PayPal. I'm like,
hello, yes, overdraft. Yep.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Seriously. Like, it was just crazy. So those are the main things that really kicked it off for me, I would say, is just high school. Like, obviously an unfortunate event, but turned into a true hobby for me, because, you know, mm-hmm. I had to do all the digging on how to get certain things and where, and learn about my Roman numerals. Right?
I'm an expert now, though.
Seriously.
Yeah, for real, though. I can count to 23.
at least 23.
And now we're up at, what, 34? So,
34. Yeah. But they stopped at, like, 24, 25, 26, so I don't know those ones.
They still
27, well,
they,
I got that.
I know they still promote them, like, on the 34s now, right? They actually have, like...
Now they're back to it.
Yeah. I think they brought it back, like, doing the, like, 31s and stuff. But that's honestly how it all kind of, like, came to this. Now it's kind of, like, just become more of an enthusiast, really. It's, like... There was a time where I had obsession, right? Where it was kind of just like every new SB I was on, like, oh, the other forums was T.Wire. Mm. And there was the fashion forums, me and like a couple of my buddies and cousins, we'd be on there just seeing what's new. We actually meet up with people from there, like a shopping date. I was telling Joel earlier the things. Yeah, like a shopping date where everyone would meet up, like, downtown at, like, you know, the most central place, like Dundas Square. Mm-hmm. And then we'd walk to, like, all the hot spots, which was, like, at that time, Goodfoot, Livestock just came through, Stolen Riches, mm-hmm. right? That was another one. And then all along Queen, there was, like, Neon. I could go on and on, but there's, like, all these little joints that were popping up, even when Adrift was over up in Augusta.
Yeah.
It was just a crazy adventure, like, going through all of that, like, meeting the people. And, like, actually, like, there was not snobby people in this world of sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, just like you guys, right? They're all enthusiasts and we all support each other kind of thing. It's, oh my God, it sounds like an AA group. But, like, but, you know, it's...
You guys just get me.
Yeah. I'm just reading through my notes here because, like, I was making a little note. Just, like, yeah, the different size phases, I touched on that. There are a couple shows, shoes I even have now that are, like, half a size smaller, which obviously I wish I just stuck with my true size all the way through. But there was, like, certain fits where I put them on. I'm like, okay, if I'm not going to grow anymore and I'm going to stay this size, then maybe I should just stick with, like, my actual size. But that I never won with a few things. And
I think everyone went through the phase where it was like, yeah, I kind of wear every size right now.
Yeah.
Like, I went through the phase where I was like, yeah, I'm 8 to 10. Whatever, any size you have between 8 and 10, I will take that.
Yeah,
I'll make it fit. And then it takes like 2 years to actually like retrade stuff and get your actual proper size. That was a terrible time.
So like all these like sneaker cons and stuff that I've gone to like the past 2 years that they've come here, past 2 or 3 years, I think 2 years so far. Yeah, I've sold like a bunch of my things that I've had half a size bigger for, and just to make the cash. No real trades, because nobody really wants to trade unless it's the hype stuff, right?
Yeah,
unless it's Off-White or Yeezys. But I mean, that can be a whole nother discussion right there.
Yeah.
Just like these phases of hype instead of actually, you know, like I'm sure Joel can also appreciate it as much as all you guys. Like some of these things I'm looking on your wall here, it's just like kids don't give a shit about these.
No. Right?
They're just looking for like, it's what's on Instagram.
Let's go
on the explore page.
Yeah, right? For real. Yeah.
And see what's there. And they'll just keep refreshing. Ooh, what are these? Ooh, when are these coming out? Let me fill up these raffles for shoes that I'm just going to get and sell instead of actually want, like, or wear for that matter. Right. And it's crazy the world it's turned into. I mean, again, I might sound like an old head or whatever, but.
We are old heads.
Right.
Let's be frank here. It's unfortunate, but yeah.
Yeah, I know that's what it turns into. You say of like, oh, you know, back in my day kind of thing, right? But that's what is legit. That's what it was. There was like, a purist and a passion for the sneakers, of just getting them and wearing them. Certain ones, obviously, like Air Mags or something, you know, you wouldn't really bust them out on the regular. That's true grail. But other than that, like, everybody's in it for it. It's a business. It's a business nowadays. It's crazy. Like, I get both sides, that people are in it to get their money. And legit, obviously, they've opened consignment stores and stuff. But it's, I don't know, it's always going to be funny to me that, like, I've seen it through the whole evolution, right, of where it started, where it is now. And it's like, is it like the condo market? Is there going to be a bubble where it's just going to blow?
Yep.
Yeah. I sure hope so. Like, I was having a talk on, like, with some of my other friends, or even my girlfriend, on the way here, about, like, you know, what are your thoughts on, like, off-white stuff? Or you guys actually posted something about, you had the OG, like, Chicago ones, and then the off-white Chicago ones, and you asked, like, you know, you took the vote thing of which one's which. I, without a hesitation, went for the OGs, because, and I quote, I said, they would always stand the test of time, right? I feel like off-whites are just here for maybe a few years, right?
They're here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. That's how I see it's going to be. They're just, you know, like, when we go past this, you'll always think of, like, oh, remember the Jordan, like, 2013 breads or something. But then when you can also say, like, oh, remember that off-white phase, you know, where every shoe had, like a deconstruction or the zip ties on it. Because if you wear that, like, how I kind of think about it is, if you wear it, like, back in the day when Jordans were actually, like, Jordans, you know, just, like, 85. Or Jordans in the future, you rock some off-whites, it's kind of like they just don't mesh with the times. They won't stay steady, right?
Yeah.
If you wear them now, you got to wear them with, like, some crazy off-white outfit, or, like, some, like, you know, like a new retro kind of, like, all-terrain gear, like Nike ACG stuff, or like Fear of God stuff.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. That's kind of my short take on it, sort of.
No, it's fine. Yeah, again, no, I agree.
I'm going to ramble, like, because that's what we're here to do, right? We're here to just chop it up, you know, kick back and just talk sneakers.
If we look pretty, we'd do the same thing on YouTube, but it's just a podcast. That's why it's just a podcast.
Speak for yourself.
So that's what got you into sneakers. That's, like, kind of like the brief, brief is in the quotation marks.
Yeah. In off-white quotation
marks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With a zip tie attached.
Yeah.
What's keeping you into sneakers now? So that, like, what's pushing it forward? Because it seemed like a lot of complaining. Just kidding. So not complaining, criticism. But if there's so much criticism, what's keeping you in it then? So there must be good stuff there somewhere, right?
Because, yeah, for sure. There are, like, not all sneakers nowadays are hyped releases, right? The collabs are still out there. And, like, they're, yeah, majority of the collabs are hype. But they do release some really decent colorways at the same time. Plus, Jordan, obviously, Jordan brand is going nowhere. I mean, like, you know, they're
in
not
a good
leaving.
Way.
Sorry. Yeah, in a good way. Sorry.
You're going nowhere.
Yeah.
The way my teacher told me I'm going nowhere, not that way.
Yeah. Not that way.
Yeah, no, they're not going to leave anytime soon. And they do stay giving to what the consumers want, which, again, purists, aficionados like ourselves can appreciate that they're harking back to, like, OG stuff, OG forms. You know, there are some banana boat shapes that are still here and there, but they are listening to the cries, and they're bringing back some heaters that, again, for example, like, I couldn't get when I was getting into the game early because of my, like, financial status or work status. Now they're bringing them back, and to be honest, sometimes better than ever. Like, from what I've seen in, like, releases from when I first started to now, but in between, they had a little bit of a rough patch where some of their colors weren't accurate, materials weren't accurate, shapes weren't accurate, Jumpmans instead of Nike Airs, but now they're bringing that all back. And it's like, that's cool. Now that I can actually get them in, like, a refreshed brand new form, you can call it per se, right? Like, yeah, so that's kind of what's keeping me into it. It's just like there's always innovation happening, And I'm always interested to see where the game, not the game is going, but also designs and, excuse me, and yeah, just like who else is getting into the game, because I sound biased whenever I keep referring to this, but like Kanye, when he came in, he was the first entertainer that had a legit deal with a company as big as Nike for his own signature shoe. Like that's crazy. And ever since then, you know, like I said, he has blazed the trail for others to come in, like ASAP Rocky, you know, and Tyler, the Creator and stuff like that. So it's just interesting. Like I'm always like with cars, same thing, like that. I'm, you know, there are nice cars in the past that have happened and rare ones that, you know, they don't, again, don't make them like they used to kind of thing, but where they're going now is still kind of interesting because they're slowly always improving and like catering to what people want. They are listening to an extent, but it's always going to be interesting to see what's coming next, coming through the doors, right? And yeah, sneakers, I don't think there's going to be any stopping for them.
No, per se. Sneakers aren't going anywhere. It's just maybe the crowd might be going somewhere.
Yeah.
And when you equated the Off-White thing to a trend, the first thing I thought of was like NMDs and Ultra Boosts. Mm-hmm. Like just like nothing against the shoes at all. But yeah, like it was literally like a very distinct time, like a 2-3 year period where it was like nothing that didn't, anything that had Boost mattered. If it didn't have Boost, it does not matter. I don't care. And right now it's the same thing. If it's not an Off-White, if it doesn't have a zip tie, if Virgil Abloh didn't say, yes, I like it and bless it with his magic hands, then nobody cares.
And
I think that you're right. In like 2 years, it's going to be like, all right, Virgil, you were cute, but you're not a whoop-de-whoop. Like, just like, I don't know. Not to say that the stuff he is making isn't like cool. Like, I'm still a fan of a lot of the stuff he's pushing out, and I think it's very innovative in its own way. But you're right; it's a trend, and it's just no one knows that it's a bubble until it's over, right?
Yeah, the Roshis and NMDs, and now you see them on like milk cartons. Yeah. Where are they?
Yeah, right? Gone missing. What happened to the Roche? Yeah,
like, here they sit. And they
there just... was resale on Roches back then.
Yeah. Oh, like, man.
People lined up for Roche runs,
and there was whole blogs and stuff made a la Sean Go.
Shout out
stuff,
to Sean Go and Team Roche. Thanks. Yeah, man, made a fucking living, paid for his condo from Team Roche. Good for him. Thank you once again for being here, Kev. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
We appreciate the stories. That's actually very interesting. Congrats. I've never won a radio contest. So that's the most impressive thing that I heard from that whole thing. That's what I took from your whole spiel. Well, he won a radio contest. That's really cool. Because I have never, and I've tried many times.
Right.
So it snowed yesterday.
Yeah.
In Toronto. A lot. Yeah. A lot of snow. So it got me thinking, first and foremost, do you guys own any boots?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you guys own winter? I don't own any winter boots.
I came here in winter boots.
Did you?
Yeah.
You don't own any winter boots?
I sold
Sold ups.
No, I sold my last pair of Timberlands that I haven't worn in 3 years over the summer.
Wow. That's a strange time to sell. I was going to buy Timberlands.
And someone bought them. Someone bought them for a pretty decent price. So I was like, all right, bro. You want to
have resale value. Okay.
Wow. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Good for him buying boots, and good for you for getting a good market.
I don't have any boots.
Yeah, me either. So what, you have Timberlands, I think is what I saw upstairs. Is that your go-to?
Yeah, they're kind of just like, another versatile sneak. Not just like straight black. Like, I'm not going to brag on them, but I thought they were a pretty cool find when I saw them at Sport Check, because I didn't expect to see it. They're like a grip tape material on the outside of it.
Oh, sweet.
Right? Crazy. So it's, I was like, oh. Okay, because you usually see like black leather,
black suede,
or the dead ass wheat ones, right?
Yeah.
So when I saw these, I'm like, okay, let me get them. And then, you know, kind of that was, I guess you could say, it was a trend, you know, the all black everything kind of stuff, right? But it is a clean look when you know you do a whole black outfit or whatever. So yeah, I grabbed those, and I also do actually have sneaker boots.
Oh, you did hop on the sneaker boots as well?
Yeah, from the outlets, in my defense, as well. But they were actually pretty cool. I got them when I was in college at the Nike Vaughn outlet, Air Max 90 Nike boots. And they were
one of the originals, I think.
Yeah. When they started bringing them out, it was black, and around the air bubble window, it was like silver. Yeah, so actually, they held up pretty well. I still have them sitting at home. Had the size down, FYI, if anyone's looking for their Max 90 sneaker boots. Yeah, the size down in those bad boys. But yeah, they had like a material on outside of them that was kind of like Batman's costume kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. It's almost rubberized.
Yeah. 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 So snow like just melts or slides right off of it. So yeah. Cool.
And you're also a boot guy.
Yeah. I got Tim's. I've had since like grade 11. I still have them.
Damn, I still beat them around.
And they are the wheat ones. Yeah.
Do yeah. Tim's count as boots? Cause like they're really not.
They're heavy as fuck.
I don't think they're.
They're boots. They're boots, waterproof. Bro.
They're heavy.
They're not
they're
warm.
Insulated.
They're not warm.
They're not warm.
But they're not warm.
They're construction boots. They're construction boots.
Which ones are you
boots.
Wearing? Mine's are warm as hell.
That's all in they're your boots. Mind. They're not. They're not warm. Yeah, I've never been a boot guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've never since I was forced to wear boots in whatever grade I was in have had boots since. Never been a boot guy. Can you guys sell me boots right now? Like, why should I buy boots?
Because it's cold outside and your feet...
The father comes out.
Your feet are going to get numb.
Enough?
Because it's cold and you're going to get a fever.
Okay, but...
If you don't.
What am I really doing outside for that long if that's going to happen?
That's why.
That's my main question and concern is I'm never outside for more than 10 minutes at a time, really. Like, I'm walking to and from the car, maybe to get
the mail. Brushing the snow off your car.
I just drive it off.
So you're one of those guys.
Just drives, bro.
Okay.
Hit a fat right turn on the way to the driveway, slide it off.
So if you're trying to sell it.
Yeah, sell me boots right now because... Yeah, it snowed a lot yesterday. I think we got like about 20 centimeters of snow in the fucking second week of November. Yeah, just another fall in Canada. But yeah, I've never been a boot guy, and we're going to talk about the snow. So sell me some boots, you boot wearers.
Das Boot.
So the way I look at it, too, is, I mean, maybe it kind of does harken back to like elementary school days where you could just throw on boots, beat them up, but they still are just like old reliables. Yeah. Like they keep... I mean, for me, they do keep my feet warm because they do have Thinsulate in them. They're waterproof. And like when you have a color, like, okay, if you have wheat ones, you know, they're not as versatile. Hence why I got the black ones. You know, I could just throw them on with either like any colored pants, whatever. But they're just, I leave them by the door in the wintertime now and you just throw them on and they, I don't know. They're effortless, basically. Mm-hmm. And like the way you tie them also does play a role because I see a lot of waste man out here, you know, that kind of like they rock it literally like the dead ass way where
like there might as well not even be laces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Yeah. The tongue is just flopped over the front. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like they're walking, you can hear it dragging and stuff like or shoes even making that like shoo-foom, shoo-foom.
Yeah. It sounds like a 40-pound flip flop.
Yeah. Like, but when you do tie it up, like, you know, how you should. No, they hold up because I brought these when I went to Whistler and as well as Banff and everything. And like the snow over there was like obviously ridiculous. Nothing like how it looks.
In that case, I would buy boots. Like,
yeah. And they weren't the highest though either.
Still no for Alvin.
But they still. No, they're just like, yeah, when you want to go outside and you got the door kind of deciding like what to wear and you look outside, you see that
straight
that
sneakers.
Snow. Really?
Regular outfit.
My beat up Blacksmith 3s, man.
Not even regular day for me. Like, what's
just rocking the sales? And
rocking some Air Max 95 or 97s.
That's what I change
snow
into.
Gets in.
After I
what the dunks or whatever.
The snow will get in and like, yeah, you're like, got this weird,
as you mentioned,
moist.
Timberlands are not high anyway. Snow is getting in regardless, guys. Stop fooling yourselves.
That
snow's
I don't know,
not getting in like, your Timberlands. If I put a Timberland beside a Jordan 1, there's less than an inch difference, and I'll put money on that. Anyways, do you guys use protector?
My socks.
Do you guys put protector on your shoes in the winter for the snow, for the salt, all that kind of stuff? Are you worried about
shoes?
That for any
no.
whatever?
Anything.
No, you're not concerned.
When I first got my bread ones from 2013, I threw Crep Protect on them right away. It wasn't winter, but I still threw it on there anyways. And it's actually been holding up pretty well. But other than that, if my sneakers do get a little wet or a little salt stainy, bust out that Jason Mark. Mm. And, you know, I go through a sesh with them.
Like, my thing is, I've never actually had snow ruin a pair of shoes for me yet. Mm. Snow is water.
Just cleans it.
Snow is water.
Right?
So, like,
that's what I use it for.
As Kev said, like, Jason Mark said, I will do that instead of Jason marking it. I'm like, these shoes are dirty. I'm going to wear them today in the snow to clean them. I think it's a common misconception that snow ruins your shoes.
I see where you're coming
from. I think slush and salt ruin your shoes. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's why if you're jumping in like, yeah, that you're beautiful, jumping in them.
That beautiful fresh powder that fell from the sky yesterday that Jesus blessed us with was perfect to clean a pair of shoes.
It cleans the bottoms.
It's amazing, man.
It cleans the outsoles, bro.
I think that's if anyone takes anything from this podcast. Snow does not ruin your shoes. Salt and slush absolutely will.
But okay, hold on. If your shoes are all white and you're stepping in salt, it helps it because it keeps your shoe white.
I don't recommend it. Take my advice if you will. Alvin can stand by his advice if he wants.
Wear your pure white cocoa high Air Forces.
High pure whites.
And then tell me they didn't stay wet all winter.
Oh god. So has anyone had any experiences with salt stains and having to get them out? Because I've actually never had the issue. I don't know what people do or are doing in their shoes, because I see people with some very salt stained sneakers. Yeah.
Yeah, like Uggs.
But what are you doing? Because I've never actually gotten a salt stain, so I don't know if I could get one if I tried. But, like, what do you do to get a salt stain and how do you avoid it?
It's slush. If you're like,
it's in the slush. Okay.
Yeah. Like, that's where it comes from. I go out of my way. I go out of my way to avoid, like, major, like, when I'm crossing the street, like, say, downtown or something or anywhere. Like, I try to go where the tire trails.
The tracks.
Yeah. Because obviously, you step out of that. That's where, like, that slush and salt is just sitting. And all that, even really, that grimy shit.
You're not selling boots very well if you're still following tire. If I'm wearing boots, I want to be able to trudge through anything.
I was talking in regards to just sneakers.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. When I'm with boots, I just
go
right. You're walking through fields and
and no water's getting in.
some water is definitely getting in.
That's just sweat.
What are do you guys have any like go-to winter shoes that are not boots for the snow and for the cold and stuff?
Footscapes, bro.
But doesn't it have that weave?
It's
along like the
medial, like, playing cotton? In snow.
Yeah, once again, like I agree with you.
It does have good grip. Like it has like the actual like individual like.
Oh, it works for me.
Like you mentioned your black.
I think I'm just
threes.
Heavy as fuck. Like I eat bear rice, right? So.
It's like putting a sandbag in
my
trunk.
Weight just when it goes into the shoe.
Crushes the ice.
Like the snow disperses. You know, like,
so no, every shoe for you snow. Is a good winter shoe.
Yeah. But no, the footscapes for me, like the midsole is pretty high, at least in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the material that are on them, like keeps my foot hella warm, you know, like, yeah, they might get wet if I start playing in snow, but. I tend to change when I go outside and try to build a snowman with my daughter, so we'll see what happens.
Maybe you'll have to buy some boots.
This is the first year she's actually like, I might actually though.
Yeah, dude.
Cause this is the first year that she's like, she's can we go play. Outside?
Able yeah. to understand.
Yeah. And like understand everything. Yeah. So like, but even then, man, I'll probably just throw on my black cements, bro, and like two pairs of socks or some shit, because I don't want to waste money on boots.
I agree with you. See, I could never see a situation where I'd be like, yeah, I want to wear boots today. Like, I'm always going to want to wear sneakers.
Like, yo, those Tims I had, I probably wore three times, once a year.
That's why I never,
And that was when I saw Jay-Z on TV, and I was like, I'm going to look like Jay-Z tomorrow. And that was it. And after that, I never wore them again for like another year.
Deadass Q-Mart over here.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. Joel, do you have any sneaker suggestions in place of boots? I know you're a boot aficionado, as we've discussed.
ACGs, man. Can't go wrong with ACGs, bro.
Yeah,
that's
like,
true.
You know, water repellent and whatnot. It's got the grip.
Yeah, they got bare pairs at Dixie, too, dog.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. That's where I got mine.
It is all conditions gear. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is one of the conditions that falls under all. Yeah. I just do Jordan 1s usually.
Yeah.
The higher the snow, the higher cut the shoe has to be for me, basically.
Until get those women Jordan 1s that go all the way.
Oh, yeah. The riding boot.
Yeah.
Anything to say that I'm not wearing a boot, essentially.
Yeah. No, that's my second go-to then, if it's for like sneaker-wise. Would be Jordan 1s. And then I do throw the Crep Protect on it, and it is effective.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they do get any more, like I see some discoloration in like the leather that's been sitting a while or on the odd time, maybe a salt stain. Jason, mark it up. Mm. Yeah.
You have to tell me how to do a salt stain after. I want to try it and get one.
Just go in the kitchen.
Go in the slush, bro. Literally go in the slush.
It just seems like common sense. Like if you're trying to keep your shoes clean, you can do it. Mm-hmm. You have to try.
You can
kind of
see where the salt is too when you're
walking.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Right?
Like if I see a dirty pile of whatever. I'm not going to step in it. Like, that seems like common sense. Like, people complain, like, I got salt stains on myself.
But if you do step in that, step in a fresh powder
of snow.
And then you'll be good after
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Go out of your way to walk in snow. I think that's
what I do.
I walk in snow on purpose to clean my shoes. Yeah.
But what if you're like downtown and everything's like slush? What are you going to do?
There's a pile in the shoveled part.
Hop, skip through, look for the tire marks.
Yeah, you have to strategically place your feet every step of the way.
It's like you're learning how to dance, you know, where they have the feet on the floor.
Yeah. You're literally following in other people's steps.
Yeah,
I agree. This is going to be a quick thumbs up, thumbs down before the episode ends. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Up. Oh, see you later, Joel. Thank you, Kev, for coming. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we'd like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. That is CGS Talk. You can find it at facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That is CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
A very good friend. Let me throw you really quick so you're ready. Where can they find you?
My name is Kevin BT, and you can find me at KJTOTHEB at Insta.
Nice. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 86 episodes. Nice. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are out. Bye.
Later days.
9. Yo, YouTube's gonna
This is what
this one's not official. This one only has 300 views.
Still.
Cheesy Feet 106 is not gonna hit us with a cease and desist.
This is definitely not the OG though, I can already tell.
I don't know what year this is from.
I like it.